You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is May 1st, 2018, and we're back at it. I'm solo right now. Tayshawn is under the weather, so we're sending some positivity his way, spreading love. Kanye would be proud. And I hope you feel better, man. He'll be back next week. We got GIs in the building next week. That's going to be a good one. And Tia is on her way right now. She actually got here before me, but then somehow she didn't get to the studio at the same time. So we got to get her in a minute. But we had a lot going on this weekend. There's a ton going on in the city, in the state, in New England in general right now that we're going to talk about. I want to get her up here for it, though, so we can have a big convo. If you're tuned in, though, let us know at LiveFreeOD Radio on Twitter, LFOD Radio everywhere else. We want to talk to y'all tonight. Let's try to get some conversation going. We might drop the studio line in a little bit, too, if folks want to call in. I got a couple ideas there. But we're going to kick things off with this T-Grizzly and Lil Yachty record, because why not? It's called Two Vaults. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
We got London on the track.
I need like two votes. Stacks big and green, I call my pockets the new Hulk. We don't pay attention to no loose talk. Shoot that chop 100 times, I had to let it cool up. Diamonds dancing on me, doing a moonwalk. Can't wear my AP, I had to let it cool up. Almost died from pneumonia, had to take my jewels off. We don't argue with these niggas, we just let them tools talk. Hit your bitch and give her back, now she yours again. Back to back in them Ferraris, we stay horse playing. Run up on us in the morgue, gon' have corpse in. Harvard student doing my taxes, I got dork friends. I put rings on them 100, bitch, I married them. You see my nigga, money and ice everywhere on them. And we fuck each other hoe, cause we don't cherish them. But we don't leak out that info, we can't embarrass them. Can't leave the country, but I got my beef from London. These niggas talk, but see me out and ain't on nothing. I'm in the stool, I need a perk, go get the runner. You got shooters, I got hunters. You got 20s, I got hundreds. Too much money, I need like two votes. Stacks big and green, I call my pockets the new Hulk. We don't pay attention to no loose talk. Shoot that chop 100 times, I had to let it cool up. Diamonds dancing on me, doing a moonwalk. Can't wear my AP, I had to let it cool up. Almost died from pneumonia, had to take my jewels off. We don't argue with these niggas, we just let them tools talk. Hire 200 to Izzy, get my ice here. You nigga plastic, y'all is real as Buzz Lightyear. Nigga say, got that dope, then what the price is? I don't drink, but it's for sale, we got pints in. We got Tekken, we got Atkin. 4-5 bullets jammed in that Mac-10. They don't take none of the artists, so I'm packing. It's a problem and you see me get it cracked. 12, was bracket. I might be in that Escalade, but I ain't lacking. Put that bag on you, act like I don't know what happened. I hear the story, be like, damn, that was tragic. Too much money, I need like two votes. Stacks big and green, I call my pockets the new Hulk. We don't pay attention to no loose talk. Shoot that chop 100 times, I had to let it cool up. Diamonds dancing on me, doing a moonwalk. Can't wear my AP, I had to let it cool up. Almost died from pneumonia, had to take my jewels off. We don't argue with these niggas, we just let them tools talk.
I'm still under 21, so I can't cop pistols. But them choppers in my name and they can't wait to hit you. Creo came with a court and some legal officials. Carry cake around my neck, VS won the crystals. Extended magazines, shuffle limousines. Before I dropped out, I f***ed daughter of the dean. $65,000 in a new jeans. Bought like stuff for lotion, skirt to Testarossa. New all about the guap like a stockbroker. Brother with me and he shooting no damn poker. Every bitch I ever f***ed with was mad older. Had to keep this player like the OG Yoda.
Too much money, I need like two votes. Stacks big and green, I call my pockets the new Hulk. We don't pay attention to no loose talk. Shoot that chop 100 times, I had to let it cool up. Diamonds dancing on me, doing a moonwalk. Can't wear my AP, I had to let it cool up. Almost died from pneumonia, had to take my jewels off. We don't argue with these niggas, we just let them tools talk.
Diamonds, they got diamonds in, and they tell the time is. He don't miss the grind of bands, he gon' miss the trying to get. She knows Steve won't mind a scale, slip and swallow vitamins. Snakes became the Viadin. Well, me trying it, please believe I'm trying it. See no need to cry again, stoic in a lion's den. You can stay but I don't care, feed a snake, no I don't dare. Tell my love of walking, tell my love of walking. Hedonistic dry the bands, ego mister trying to get. See no Steve won't mind a scale, slip and swallow vitamins. Snakes became the Viadin.
She'll never make me nervous. We ain't strangers to the eye, we ain't strangers to love. But I know that she deserve it. My love is endless. Teen trying to use her love like a weapon. Most of the time we just recollect on these random feelings that we manifested. This type of feeling I can't reject it. It's unexpected, but love got no exceptions. Most of these girls wanna back from me, but she blow me up because she love attention. Then I give it, she asks for seconds. She gives me headaches, but Lord knows she's a blessing. Every single moment so cherished. Honestly, man, I can't forget it, man. That's my baby. I call her Miss Thang. I build her up, she hold me down, and we don't switch lanes. Yeah, that's my baby. I call her Miss Thang. I keep it real, and she do too. Can't play those kids' games. Yeah, that's my baby. I call her Miss Thang. I build her up, she
my cell phone, always acting up. Calling me on FaceTime whenever I don't text fast enough. See, we ain't posted at the crib, we be posted at the club. My best friend, my princess, party for two, man. We gon' have some fun, like, woo! Show me that backstroke, like, show me that waistline, like, show me your good, bad, and your worst, girl. I ain't tryna waste time, see. If you ain't got your shoe, I'ma let you take mine. See, you heard a lot of bullshit. Well, that's just from the grapevine. See, let's just stay consistent and hopefully we'll make memories. Falling in love is easy when you both got the same energy. My girl ain't no accessory. She cleverly prepared for me, trying to turn me to a bed of me. Like, damn, I got no words. That's my baby. I call her Miss Thang. I build her up, she hold me down, and we don't switch lanes. Yeah, that's my baby.
Shout out to Tayshaun Taylor.
Shout out.
One sec, your mic's not on
no,
to you. I was going to say shout out for leaving 30 seconds of silence at the end of your record.
That's
sneak attack on the hosts.
Is my thing on?
You're on to you. What's
okay.
good?
Oh, wow, that's loud.
Yeah, yeah. We're live.
Hi. I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm excited. We get to hang out. We haven't got to hang in a bit, you know.
Yeah.
So, how was your weekend?
It was eventful.
Really?
Yeah. Eventful. Oh, gosh.
All right, we can leave it at that.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Let me run it back real quick, though. We kicked things off with the T Grizzly and Lil Yachty, two vaults. I don't think we've ever played Yachty on here. That was strictly for the haters. Then we did Davon with Hedonistic. If you missed the Davon interview, check that out. LFODradio.com or iTunes, LFOD Radio, Google Podcasts, LFOD Radio,
dope
everything,
interview.
LFOD Radio. And then we finally close things out with Tayshaun Taylor, Miss Thang. It's his new record. Like we said, Tayshaun's out today, but we're sending nothing but love and positivity his
heart,
way.
Heart, heart.
T is making heart emojis in real life.
Yes.
My weekend was crazy. There were mad events. I'm so psyched about New England Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah.
We kicked things off Thursday night. We were at an undisclosed location on Newberry Street for Nightworks.
I mean, is it really undisclosed if you just said Newberry Street?
Yeah. Well, it's on the flyer, too, but they're not. It's just like an address.
Okay.
But we were on Newberry Street, and you know, shout out to Razen and Nightworks and all of them for pulling this together. So they brought in House Shoes, who's a legendary Detroit DJ, street corner music, you know, staunch Dilla defender, just really, you know, he's for it. He's been through it. Legendary, I think someone said triple OG status. And he headlined the night, played a crazy set, was just, honestly, it was a masterclass. And but before that, we had Grubby Paws, local menace kicking things off, Wow Flower, another dope local dude, Dusty Manipulator, who's been going in lately, he's been popping up all over the place, and Inspecta held things down on the ones and twos, hosted by Kadeem, and then special guest performance by Al Divino. And if you are not hip to Al Divino, you should check that man out. He never has clean records, so we never play his music, but he's a real problem. And shout out to SC Knack in the building. Everyone in the building. I ran into Matt. It was dope. It was so much love in the building. Shout out to OFATS. We saw AV, OFATS. Honestly, you know, John Glass, obviously Dart, Deadeye, D-Phrase, Jordan. There's so many people. Like, but it was dope to go to an event and have so many people I've seen all over the years from random places in one place, just vibing to some beats. Shout out to Samo. The visuals were next level. It really took everything up a notch. If you missed it, you can see, if you were there, first of all, you know what happened. If you missed it, you need to get to the next one. You can see footage and pictures and all that at LFOD Music. And if you haven't been checking our Instagram there, that's where we're posting flyers and doing show recaps and stuff. So LFOD Music. So we did that, Tia, and that was wild.
Yes.
And then the very next night, we're over at Great Scott for Rex Mac, Kyle Bent, and Oompa.
Yes.
And that was live. Sold out show at Great Scott. They didn't even like doing hip hop there this time last year. And now they got sold out shows. Shout out to Oompa. Much love.
Shout out.
And then I was up and at it Saturday. Drove up to Lancaster, New Hampshire.
That's far.
Yeah, it's up there, North Country. And I went up to Small Town Loud Fest, which is a bit more of a heavy metal fest. But we went up there. It was sponsored by Black Crow Project. They're a charity up there that helps with recovery and things of that nature. And they're fighting the good fight. So we wanted to go up and meet up with them and, you know, show some support, donate a bit of money, met some people. And we're definitely looking to do more in that area and help out because it's a wild problem. And then I don't even know what happened, but then I was back Sunday. And now I'm here.
Now you're here.
Yeah.
At LFOD.
At LFOD Radio.
Yes.
What's up? If you're tuned in at Live Free OD Radio, tweet us. Or at LFOD Radio on Facebook, Instagram.
Are we still doing legendary intros?
What does that mean?
You know, like intros to albums and mixtapes that we thought were dope.
That's a good question. Here's how I want to do it. I want to actually prepare for it. Did you bring intros?
I did, but...
See... You're awesome, Tia.
Thank
so,
you.
We're going to play some of yours, but...
No, because if we're not doing it as a collective, then it doesn't feel correct.
Well, what I was thinking is we should do it right. So when do you leave this summer?
When do I leave? I don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll give us some sort of notice?
I'll give you guys some notice, but...
Will it be after June?
I'm pretty sure.
All right, so... We'll pick a Tuesday in June, and we'll prepare ahead of time so everyone's ready.
Cool.
Because I don't think a week is enough time to turn around these things.
Okay.
We're still overdue on our Craig Mack appreciation session and a few other things. I think where we're at right now with everyone's workloads, we got to tighten that up a bit. But I want to do a bunch of like focused episodes because our last guest is at the end of May, and then we're not doing any guests in June.
Wow.
Then we do the alumni cipher in July. Then we have no guests in August, and then we're back September. So I want to just come up with some interesting, like, focused ones. So why don't we'll do the intros as one, and we'll try to come up with a few others. So if you are tuned in and you want to hear us give our opinions on things or play certain themed shows, I got a bunch in the tank that I was planning on doing way back in the day. So we may dust a couple of those off. And... yeah, we haven't done one for a while. We did a Ninth Wonder themed one like 2 years ago, and yeah. I think that was the last one. Well, then we got busy. People started wanting to come on the air, you know?
Yeah.
So, show that local love. Yeah, I know, what a problem. So, but yeah, I want to do that. I'm curious to hear, can you play one of your songs?
Sure, let me get my laptop.
Oh, we can get it after. We can get it in a minute. Don't leave the mic. That's, you know. So we also hired somebody last night.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out Dylan Quinn. Welcome to the team.
Welcome, Dylan Quinn.
He's our first official art/brand director, heading up the creative department.
That's awesome.
Basically, no more Uncle Sam, Photoshop, Final Cut, any of that. So he's going to be basically... handling all our media going forward. So every picture, every flyer, everything you see is going to come through him. So I'm real excited to have him on board because that's going to free up, you know, me for some time to do other things, you know, besides edit videos.
Like, we ever going to have him on here?
Maybe. He's up in Portland, so.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Maybe we'll have him call in at some point. If he's listening now and he wants to call in, text me, buddy. I'll give you the number. But so I'm real excited to have him. Interviewing people right now for social media position. Got 104 applications.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've narrowed down to 30 and interviewing them. So if anyone wants to get involved with that, hit us up. You're running out of time, but, you know, we definitely will interview anyone who finds us through the show because you're already tuned in, so you know what's good. And then we're hiring another position, too. I'm hiring event staff. So
event staff.
If anyone wants to work in the booth at events, help us sell some clothes, We're looking for you as well. It's wicked easy. I can do it. You can do it. You've done it.
I've done it.
It's not that bad.
No.
Hang out at a rap show, meet some people.
Yeah.
Sell some apparel. If you didn't know, LFODApparel.com, so you can cop that.
Have some fly gear.
Fly gear. It actually is fly, and it's getting flyer. We got some crazy stuff in the works. I sound like every rapper ever. Yo, this
I'm
next,
in the studio.
This next joint's about to be crazy.
Just made a banger.
This next joint's about to be crazy. You don't even know. You don't understand. we're going to play some records. We're just going to play random stuff. We got a lot of submissions. It's been a crazy week. I haven't necessarily previewed a lot of this, but this dude sent us some Mattapan. Now he's in Baltimore. His name's B. Everready. He just dropped a new record produced by Jansport J called The Convo Different. So he sent us, you know, the SoundCloud link and a bunch of videos. And as we always do, I responded and said, thanks, we need clean MP3s though. If you send that, we'll check them out. And he hit me back like 15 minutes later with a clean MP3. So we're going to play that. Shout out to everybody. Please don't take it personally when you send me a SoundCloud link and I say, please send me clean MP3s. Like, we just, I'd love to hear your song there, but we can't do anything with it. We can share it, but, you know, we need stuff that we can play on the air. So we'll definitely check it out eventually, but if we're getting ready for a show, it's not going to be the priority, you know? So just be ready. And I was talking to, shout out to Paranom. I saw a Paranom Esty and a bunch of those dudes at Nightworks. And like, they almost have clean records for me. They're just like, yo, yeah, we'll get that. We need to do that. And there's so many dope artists who, I just need everybody to put it into your routine. Like, when you have the engineer bouncing your track, say, hey, let me get a clean too, because after the fact there's too many hoops and it always gets clogged up. So if people can just make that automatic, this thing can grow so much faster, you know, if you're just ready to rock. Be Ever Ready was ready for rock. So we're about to play The Convo Different, produced by Jansport J. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Gotta talk that. Then you gotta walk that.
GS2. The convo different. The convo different. The convo different.
Different when the money ride.
Convo different.
Yeah.
Convo different. The convo different.
Different when the pen is live.
Convo different. The convo different.
Uh-huh.
Convo different.
It's different when the bag ride.
Convo different. The convo different.
Yeah.
Convo different.
It's different when the swag live.
Convo in the condo. Partners ballin' like Rondo. Back in 09, FM Beantown shine. Word skills. Be more funny. Now the plugs chase me down. Isn't that funny? Engage in dialogue about my back catalog. Don't write the epilogue about the underdog yet. Despite setbacks, trials, and tribulations, I just got better, and God gave patience to your brother. Waited, contemplated, formulated, concentrated, orchestrated, while they perpetrated, emulated, fabricated, and simulated. Constantly captivated by the fact that they never made it. Irritated, but you are now in tune with the genuine article. Send these clowns back to the carnival. I got the unguardable Westbrook arsenal. Apropos, adios, audio, comico. Gotta talk to him, babe. That's how we do. Yup. The convo different. The convo different. The convo different.
Different when the money ride.
The convo different. The convo different. The convo different.
Different when the pen is live.
The convo different. The convo different. The convo different.
It's different when the bag ride.
The convo different.
Yeah.
The convo different. The convo different.
It's different when the swag live.
Speaking hustle opium. Got a work ethic like a Cambodian custodian. Over Ethiopian Napoleon. Been an Amazonian. Find my iPhone notes in the
song. So big.
Differences I breed culture. Spits off a hun. Vultures get the cheese though. Spread love and dough like disease though. What could it be? Yo, they always be low the level. He know. Yo, the game easy like a free throw.
Uh-huh.
Now I got bread to break. They don't hesitate. Cause the talent been there. Asking to acknowledge it. But this industry like balling at colleges. Hard to blow up
of coach don't give you a scholarship.
They kill JFK for E-O-1-1-1-0.
Don't love the dough, the more you know. Ephesians 5-5 speaks on these fools. The convo different when you following the rules.
Yeah.
So the convo different when you following the rules. The convo different when you following the...
Passing in a dream, pass with me and guarantee you'll stay relaxed in your machine. For we acted as a team, was out there paddling up the stream. Now I'm with her and the grass is always green.
Nah, man, was young, high, and in love. Sensed the feelings involved. Became a dealer the first time my first dealer was out. Feels like a fever without, I know no sleep in the drought. Eating her out, but it's cheap, FOBEs on the couch, Feel like Jesus on the water when I'm cloud surfing. Deep in Skywalker from Alberta with blonde Persian. From the brown turban at the Irvin that's not working. And I'm certain I'ma find that purple like a cop searching. You can keep the power, mix the cushion to the sour. Little sticky, still hit it though like...
in the shower. Cookies a little louder, son, than anything you brought. But fuck if anything, just toss this fat booger on the flower and smoke. When you bang that false idol, fill your lungs with some loud. Blow a cloud for them locked up or under the ground. Something about Mary Jane, see her every day. Take care of my pain and she keep the stress away. This my Mary. There's something about
Mary Jane.
I'm in love with my Mary. There's something about
Mary Jane.
Used to sit on the benches getting bent with some big spenders. Of broke friends and stories, they all left with they six senses. And life throws big wrenches, so go throw a dose of seasoning on it. Never charge the smoke, but always breaking close to even on it. See no logic in being sober, to be completely honest. Unless your economics is hurting, you need to keep your dollars. But besides that, I'm tapped in the wisecrack fact. Reach you with my eyes back in my mind's lap. My batch, that blueberry piffy from Brownsfield. Out of town deals, cover ground like Griffey in the outfield. You're with me, your mouth sealed. Just think how your moms feel. You give up your own people, that then no time heals. I'll keep it to an eighth a day, it ain't been enough. Make it straight, grab a plate, I know a gate that'll cuff. Got the wisdom, keep it with me, cause the patience is tough. If the system, like to thank my girl for waking me up. Mary. Love my Mary, why I keep her around. I love my Mary, why I keep her around.
Blast a joint.
I love my Mary, why I keep her around.
Alright, that's False Idol out of Rhode Island. Something about Mary. They just dropped a new album on Friday. Check that out, False Idol. Before that, we have Verbal Kent, Superior, Vic Spencer, and Sonny Jim with Go Get the Dank. And we kicked it off with Be Ever Ready, the convo, Different. Tia.
Yes.
What's good?
Ugh, life.
Life?
Life is good, you know, living our best lives, because that's all we got to do, live it like it's golden.
I love it. I love that attitude. You were getting, life was winning a little while ago, but I love that it's good now.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad that the weather's much better because, oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like we were in winter for literally like 6 months.
Forever.
It's ridiculous.
I did like that it was snowing in April, though.
Why?
Because better than rain. I mean, would you rather have like a 32-degree day and big fluffy snowflakes coming down that don't stick and then are gone the next day? Or do you rather have a 32-degree day and buckets of rain?
Okay, I feel that. I mean, I don't know. Precipitation is precipitation, but I feel that. Like, the rain, it stings when it's cold.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Don't get me wrong. I like a good mist, but that would have been all just buckets of rain. It would have been awful. So we get it no matter what, you know. We get our numbers every year, whether it's rain or snow. I'd rather more of it be snow than rain.
I don't, because I gotta shovel it, and I'm not a big fan of shoveling snow.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, you put on some tunes and just go. It's great.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's great when you're not doing it by yourself, and then you do a whole driveway and...
Builds character.
Does it?
Yep.
I highly disagree. Highly disagree. I feel like I'm the same person when I start shoveling that I am after.
Well, you have to adjust your approach to it and try to...
Maybe that's what's... The mentality's wrong.
Get some diamonds out of that.
Yeah, definitely not. No.
All right. Well, anyway, we don't have to talk about snow for a little while, so...
Thank God.
Summer is on the way. So, we were talking off air. I listened to a bunch of records this weekend. First of all, one of those songs we just played had a sample that, if it wasn't the same thing, it was very close to one off that ASAP Rocky album. Mm. Have you gone back and listened to At Long Last ASAP yet?
No. I told you my views on ASAP.
Will you please
Rocky.
Go back and listen to At Long Last ASAP?
God. All right.
Because I did after our conversation.
Okay.
And like 5 years later, it still holds up. Second verse of Excuse Me.
All right. I'll go back and listen to it, because the first time I listened to it, I was like 14. So
listen to it, please. There's a couple songs, yeah, but overall, it's a solid body of work.
All right. Sigh. I'll listen to it, because if you're telling me it's good, then
it
I
is.
Will... Maybe then my music views were different. Maybe I'll come back and be like, wow, A$AP Rock is the best rapper since like Tupac or something.
I don't feel that way.
I said maybe.
But it's a good, I think he consistently delivers solid albums. I think he's a great recording artist.
Okay.
He gets fire beats. He knows how to flow on
them. I actually had a problem with something you said last week. I wanted to say it on air.
Okay.
You said Future was a blues artist, and I was really thinking about that all week. I was just thinking, like, wow,
you're just gonna surprise me and make me defend my opinions.
Yes, please do.
Okay, what's your problem with that?
He's not a blues artist. Dude is not a blues artist.
You don't think Future's singing the blues right now?
No, he is not.
Why?
Because I am a strong believer. I feel like that last week I wasn't really giving my opinion because I just didn't want to be problematic, but I don't care about being problematic right now. I feel like there are certain artists that do fall under the whole mumble rap category. And granted, people do use it in a derogatory way.
Yeah.
But I do feel like that exists because, yes, I understand what Future's saying, but he's mumbling while he's talking. You can mumble and talk and I can understand you. And that's what he's doing. That's what I feel like Lil Pump does sometimes.
Are you one of those people that does not appreciate the greatness of Future's verse on King's Dead?
No.
You're not one of those people.
No.
Okay, good. So you do appreciate
kinda,
it.
Like, yeah. I think that was kind of fire, I'm not gonna lie. But like I can appreciate Future. At the same time, I can understand that he is a mumble rap artist, and I know a lot of people use that, like I said, in a derogatory way, but like that's what he does. He mumbles and raps.
I think he's more of a crooner.
I don't know.
Actually, that's more a Thugger's a crooner. See, this is why we don't talk about it on the air, because I secretly listen to large amounts of Young Thug and Future. And,
really?
Yeah.
Well, then again, people don't like my music opinions.
No, I love them. I'm glad they exist.
Nah, because I remember Oompa. She was really mad when I said I thought Logic was really great. She was like, what? He's corny.
It's kind of cool to hate on Logic now.
Yeah, it is.
I've never heard something I liked. I guess people said his older stuff is where to start.
Have you heard Under Pressure?
I don't know.
That's his first album.
I'm not gonna lie, he looks like someone who I wouldn't want to talk to, so I don't want to listen to him rap.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, don't judge a book by its cover.
So,
like, dang.
I feel like hip-hop's different than other music where I feel like I'm having a conversation with people. Like, it's like they're talking to me. I listen to rappers I'd want to, like, chop it up with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether I can learn something or like, controversial opinion, maybe not so much. I don't know. Royce the 5'9" was one of my favorite rappers for a long time.
Mm.
He's still, I think, one of the greatest. But when he did Layers, everyone loved it because he was like opening up and talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, his life and stuff. And I wasn't feeling it because Royce had been that rapper I'd been listening to for like a decade. And he was like my drinking buddy. We'd go out, he would crack jokes, he would tell funny stories. Like, he was just someone you would shoot the breeze with.
The breeze.
And you have people you hang out with all the time and you don't know their mom's name. You don't know anything about their personal life. You don't know their family. And then it was like, yo, man, like, this isn't our friendship. Like, it's too late. So I always have a weird thing where if like someone's a punchline rapper, I'm part of the issue where I kind of just want that from them. If someone starts out telling those stories, and he did tell other stories, you know, he'd always have one or two songs on his records, but I listened to him for the trash talk and for this and that, and there was a decent amount of it, but I definitely, you know, I listened to other people for those emotions that he was conveying.
Yeah.
It's more the emotions. I didn't listen to him for that emotion
that
he was giving me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like hip-hop is like that, because I definitely, I'm not gonna lie, I do that. Like, I refuse to listen to Lil Xan until someone, like, pushed me into it, because he looked like someone I would not listen to.
Mm.
And, you know, granted, he's still not someone I would listen to, but I gave him a listen, and, you know, I feel like I'm a part of that problem. I'm like, if you look like someone I'm not gonna be into, then I'm not gonna be into you.
Yeah, I mean, I used to listen to bands, and then like, then I would find out they like wore eyeshadow, and I'd just like stop listening to them.
I do that.
It was just like certain lines. I was like, nah, I wouldn't be your friend. So that only happened with one band. But that was when I was a kid.
The Logic is one of the greatest, so let's just get that straight.
I'll check out Logic. I listened to the J. Cole this weekend.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know your opinion.
I actually liked it.
Really?
I really don't think he's a good producer. Mm. And I wish... Okay, I'll take the bet. He's not a bad producer, but I really wish he would rap over other people's beats because really? I think it holds him back. Like, for example, if I'm listening to actual trap artists, and then I put on his after, and he's sort of trying to mimic it in a way, but his beats just don't stack up.
Yeah.
They don't sound the same in my car. They don't. He's like almost there, but it's his interpretation, and his beats are just kind of boring to me. Like, they kind of loop. Things don't happen that are that interesting.
Yep.
I don't love the way he mixes it. Like, I think he's a great rapper, and I think he has a very important message.
Yep.
And he touched on a lot of things, but I think that's why he gets the boring thing. I think it's his beats. His beats just aren't that good, and I don't think they're going to hold up. I think down the line when people listen back to J. Cole, the beats are going to sound like way out of touch. So
yeah, I completely feel that. I could see that. I could definitely see that.
I think it's awesome that he can produce on that level and rap, but he could give those beats to other people and they could do what they need to do with him. But if you're a major label artist and you're dropping records like that, you need to have the best production you can, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he does it for himself. Or be a Kanye. Hit that super producer level where you're bringing in, you know, other producers and co-producing and stuff. I don't know his process. And I mean, you know, it is what it is. But I really did enjoy it, though. And I was happy about that because I used to listen to J. Cole. I used to love that video, Who Dat.
Who Dat.
Yeah, it was a one-take video and all sorts of explosions. And he was talking about how he's eating dinner while you're focused on breakfast. And he was just...
He was talking that talk.
Yeah, and I used to love that record. And then, you know, Lights Out, and then... Or Lights Please, and then all those early mixtapes. And then I just felt like I had been listening to him forever, and I kind of just like was like, all right, I've been listening to this dude forever. And he lost me with Wet Dreams, and I stopped listening to him entirely. Really? Yeah.
That's so interesting. I really like that. I really like that.
It's such a... horny song.
I think that's when I got into J. Cole.
I know, and that's when I exited. And then I liked his records, Fire Squad. Like, he can rap. He always could rap, but I just didn't always like what he was talking about. And his fans are, he has some of the worst fans.
Oh, yeah, his fans are annoying. They're like Rick and Morty level.
His
type
fans
annoying.
Keep me from wanting to listen to his music.
To be honest, you need to have a high IQ to listen to J. Cole.
Right, and I thought that was a joke, and then people actually do feel that way. And I know he's been memed to death, but it's real. So I don't know. J. Cole, I like the album. I would suggest people check it out. His response to your boy Pump was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Although...
Who is your boy? That's what I want to know. What?
Anyway, so... And there were a couple records I really liked on it. I'm definitely going to go back. There were a few skips, but overall...
Yeah.
But then I was listening to that new Millie's.
Yeah.
I like the new Millie's. You heard it?
No. Have not.
Blanco.
I didn't even know. I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. I did not know.
Yeah, he just dropped it on Friday. So I was driving around. All this is stuff I was listening to in my car, so some of it might be better not in my car.
Music sounds
but
so much better in the car.
Yeah. It really does. It's what this Uber generation's missing out on.
Definitely.
They're stuck listening to whatever, whatever dude's got on his... Spotify. I was listening to the worst music in my Uber earlier.
Ugh.
But yeah, so I like the new Millie's. Definitely check that out. Rep New England. He's dropping an album after that too. He's just kind of on a tour. On a tear. Yeah, I like the he's got a record Suffer More, which is dope. He's got this one song which is basically Back to the Money but just with different words, but it's good.
Yeah.
He's got Peanut Butter Seeds is a crazy beat. Smoke Dizza record's good. He's got one called, what's it called? No Time with Nino Man is a good record. There's some joints on it. I liked it. So, yeah.
Check it out.
I don't know. What else should we be listening to? No one's tweeting at us, are they?
We should be listening to...
They are tweeting at us.
Oh, I didn't even get the name.
Yeah, aren't you? See, this is why we're hiring someone to do it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. So... You did your homework, though, and you sent me some clean records.
Yes.
Yo, shout out Amanda Shea, shout out B Ever Ready, getting at us.
Oh.
Anyone else tuned in, at Live Free OD Radio, LFOD Radio. Let us know what we should be talking about, listening to, get us hip. We always talk about submissions, and artists should definitely send submissions to submissions@lfodradio.com. Yeah. Clean records. But if you're a fan, let us know who we should check out too.
Yeah.
Because if you want us to play it, we'll go find them and we'll put in a little legwork for you, you know?
Exactly.
We'll go find that artist and we'll see what we can do. And that's happened. People, or we've had people hound the artists themselves and send us the records. So do what you got to do, you know? Sometimes you got to help your favorite artist a little bit. So submissions@lfodradio.com. Keep it clean. So we were talking about favorite intro songs.
Yes.
I'm going to say off rip, I feel like it's tough. The best ones off the top of my head.
No, we're not doing this yet. Not yet.
Okay.
No. Because don't even do it off the top of your head, because you're going to be like, oh, well, nah. Get the ones that you think are the best.
I'm telling you, because I think about this quite a bit.
I know, but it's better that you have your list, and then we could duke it out, say which ones of ours is better. I know.
Well, are we comparing them? I thought we were just highlighting our favorites.
Oh, I thought we were comparing. Oops, I think everything is a competition.
Oh, you're just. Jeez.
Call me Carly Red because I'm messy.
Well, I'm gonna tell you mine off the top of my head, so you can prepare for this.
All right, cool, go.
All right, you gotta have Jay-Z Dynasty intro up there.
Okay.
Dreams and Nightmares.
Okay, yeah.
The Clips, Got It for Cheap intro. Okay. Rappers Were Not the Same, I'm Into Kane. And all right. Lil Wayne, The Mob. Okay. What is that face? Do you not know The Mob?
Okay.
Or are you off that?
Okay. Well, that's your opinion.
Have you heard that song?
I'm not going to give my
You opinion. Haven't.
I'm Lil Wayne.
What?
Nothing.
I honestly think Nipsey does a good job on the intro to Victory Lap.
Yeah.
Summing everything up, where he's been, where he's going. And I'm probably forgetting some, which is why we shouldn't do it off the top. But those
what?
Are
what?
Those are my initial. Kevin Gates has a good one, Four Legs and a Biscuit.
I used to get Kevin Gates mixed up with that guy who made that song, Hola, como esta? She said, konnichiwa. I used to get
Oh, God, they
up.
Couldn't be more different.
I know, but I don't know why I would always mistake them for each other. Like, I would look up Kevin Gates songs, and I would put that dude's
when
name
When he's
in.
Speaking Spanish, he's talking about mucho otras things.
Oh, yeah, that's not correct, but...
No, it's not.
No, not mucha otras, but we'll get...
Otras is other, though, right?
Kind of.
Yeah, but the syntax is wicked English.
Yeah.
Yo, if anyone wants to work with me on Spanish, I need someone to speak Spanish with. My Spanish used to be good.
And now it's muy
my
malo.
My Spanish is basura right now. I understand a few
basura.
Swears, and I can kind of understand what people are saying to me, but I want to get better at conversational Spanish. So if anyone wants to just speak Spanish to me, preferably women.
Wow.
But
mood.
You gotta shoot your shot, right?
No.
All right, sorry, men. You can speak Spanish to me. Well, that's how I learned in kitchens and stuff. So it's a bunch of dudes teaching me how to swear, and then like this one dude was real cool. He was Colombian, and he had a lot of cows. He had a lot of cows back home, and he would work up here,
and
he didn't speak any English. So I actually liked talking to him, so I would try to learn Spanish so I could see what was going on. Vacas. The V is kind of a B, though, right?
Yes, but I mean, like...
My lips are dry. Chapped. How do you say cows?
Cows?
Yeah.
See, I don't speak Spanish. I speak Portuguese.
So your pronunciation is different.
It's different, but it just sounds funny. It's just like vacas.
Vacas.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're saying vacas, and that's like
baka.
That's a Japanese word.
Yes, we're not speaking Japanese. But I do want to get my Spanish right, so
get it right for the summer.
Yeah. So if you want to speak Spanish with me, at LFO. I'm kidding. Anyway, which one of these records do you want me to play? These are your intros.
Okay, so one is an intro, and the other one's just a song I like.
Well.
So
let's play the intro, because if you took the time to clean it, it's one of your favorites.
Yeah, it's one. Okay,
it's
I'm gonna
not,
be honest,
it the
it's
kind
of trash. No, I'm not gonna let. No, this is like number 10. I have like 10 songs.
Oh, I don't want to play number 10.
Why? It's
You just said it's kind of trash. What's the other song?
I'd say it's kind of trash because I think that people will think it's trash, but it's close to my heart, so.
Okay, well, your heart is what matters. Who cares about anybody else? Which record is it?
It's not the Look What You Made Me Do.
Banana Clip?
Yeah.
Is this Cupcake?
No, this is Bali Baby.
Bali Baby, Banana Clip, off what album?
Off of her Iggy Daddy album.
Iggy Daddy. So this sets the tone for the whole record?
Kinda, yeah.
And it's your top 10 intro of all time?
Yes.
You heard it here first.
No, it's number 10. Not top 10. It's number 10.
That's still top 10.
Okay, yeah.
LFOD Radio, Banana Clip. What's her name?
Bali Baby.
Bali Baby. Yo, we cannot have these Uncle Sam disrespects on the air. Chill, Bali Baby.
Stupid man. I love my sister. They bout it. They do the plan. Running a clip of that monkey shit. We on a van.
We are not friends. Look, that shit just watch it change. My chopper say.
Didn't know you before. Then you are not gang.
Running a clip of that monkey shit. We on a van. We are not friends. Look, that just watch it change. My chopper say.
Didn't know you before. Then we are not gang.
Uncle Sam shots aside.
It was not a shot, but okay.
What'd she say about me?
She was saying that, you know, she's curving people. And they're trying to take her money, Uncle Sam. She's curving people, Dirty Dan.
Okay. All right.
Obviously, people is not the word.
Obviously. It's a family program. Yo, Tia, this was dope. Should we put this on iTunes?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is a good convo, right?
It was a good conversation.
All right, this is going to be on iTunes Thursday morning. You're tuned into LFOD Radio. If you're an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us some clean records. If you're anybody else, or if you're also an artist, at Live Free OD Radio on Twitter, at LFOD Radio everywhere else. Get at us, hit us up, keep in touch. Let us know what's good. We got GIs in the building next week. That's Tuesday at 7 p.m., 91.5 FM in Boston, streaming at LFOD Radio.